Hi, I'm John O'Donnell with Microsoft Evangelism, and today I'm sitting at the VSync offices in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm sitting here with Bill Knapp and Scott Mills from VSync. So do you want to just introduce yourself, guys, and tell us a bit about your roles?
Very good. I'm Bill Knapp. I'm the president of VSync, and Scott Mills, vice president of development for VSync.
Okay, well, could we start with just some background of the company when you were formed, and some maybe talk about why the company was formed and your core expertise?
Excellent. We were founded in 1992. We've been in the Dynamics community as long as Dynamics has been around. In fact, we started our company and founded on developing EDI solutions for Great Plains. At this point in time, we're a depth partner. We are also one of the top leading providers of supply chain compliance and execution solutions on the GP platform, and we define supply chain execution and compliance by our product areas of EDI, and then we do pack verification, fulfillment, and multi-carrier shipping. We have really had a strong leadership role in the GP community. We probably are close to about a 60% of the market share for all of the EDI solutions in that area. Have about 800, possibly 850 customers over the time of our history. And our strength really comes from a couple of different key areas. One is we are an embedded solution. So we wrote our original product in Dexterity. Embedded. We also have taken the approach of being really going beyond just basic EDI and really basic shipping. What we have done is we have really written our program to optimize the workflow around distribution processes. Okay. So our, if you may, the business rules that we have built around our solution number in the hundreds. We also are a very services-oriented company. Half of our company here.
Actually, consulting as well.
Are into consulting, account management, implementation services, beyond just the basic help desk.
Your company was formed really before Microsoft even purchased the Great Plains organization.
Yes.
So, and I noticed when I came into your office, you're obviously gold certified partner.
Gold certified partner. We are certified for Microsoft Dynamics as well. One of the first adopters, I think, of the first 10 in the GP space. And now we've taken our expertise and we're moving over into the AX platform.
Okay. And we talked earlier, but you've also got core expertise in .NET development as well. It isn't just Dexterity on Great Plains.
That's correct. our VShip product, our pack and fulfillment product, is a .NET application that then integrates back to Dynamics GP.
Okay. So can we talk a bit, for people watching this, a bit more, you obviously mentioned that you're not just building a solution which sits outside of, let's just talk about the Great Plains side of things. You've actually built a solution which is directly inside of Great Plains so that the user gets a better experience.
That's correct. So our EDI for GP is written in Dexterity, as Bill said.
Yep.
So it's using the Dexterity language, the Dexterity screens. The import and export of all the EDI information is triggered from within the Dynamics GP environment.
Okay.
There is combinations of, SQL procedures and views, but primarily the solution is written in 100% Dexterity.
Right. So why don't we talk a bit about, obviously, the work that you've done on AX 2009 and actually, what was the initial interest in AX?
Well, just as a start off to that, we have a partner channel that we've built over the history of our company that numbers in the hundreds. The largest of the VARs in the Dynamics community all do business with us. And we got a strong level of encouragement from a number of these key VARs to move to AX as they started to want to move upmarket.
Okay.
We have always been very strongly focused on the core mid-market, as Microsoft would define it. Most of our customers are in the $20 to $150 million range, though we have many, many that are, up well above that, as well as some that are below that. But we've been very much a fixture in the core mid-market. But businesses have been wanting to now move up and get more flexibility that they can get from the AX platform in moving up market. And they've encouraged us, as well as Microsoft's encouraged us, to move our product into the AX area.
Okay. And you mentioned, obviously, the localization aspect as well.
Well, we're real excited about this because being GP-centric, we've been in North America only. We have a few sites outside of North America, but really been focused in this area. With AX, what that opens the door for us is to move into all of the various markets around the globe because of the localization capabilities of AX. So that's it's an area that we're looking to very quickly move into.
Okay. So let's talk a bit about obviously the development aspects, because you know obviously AX is using X++ and MorphX. How have your development team found that transitioning from Dexterity and also C Sharp?
Well, so the Dexterity team continues to be a Dexterity team. For our AX EDI solution, we actually hired in four people who had .NET experience, so they had .NET, C Sharp. And we basically, we had done a cursory look for people who had AX, X++ experience, and pretty much determined in short order that we were going to have to basically build that experience in-house.
Right.
So that's what we did. Brought people in who were very confident in their abilities and comfortable, you know, getting in, getting their hands dirty, and basically digging for information, lots of trial and error, trying to figure out how X++ works syntactically. Obviously, we're seamlessly switching back and forth between C Sharp and the Visual Studio tools, and then X++ inside of the AX IDE, MorphX with the screen designers, trying to go back over to Studio to develop resources over there. But, you know, you got to get that brain switched because the syntax is different and the tools are different. But we're building, you know, a hybrid solution that's using the best of the stack.
Okay, and now of course, you have people who are busy cross-trained on both platforms, which is obviously pretty valuable skill to have.
Yes, we do. We've got, you know, we're taking what we know from our GP experience, from our ERP experience in EDI, and moving that over to AX 2009.
Right.
We build specifically for the ERP, so we have a GP solution. Now we'll have an AX solution. We're not going to be dealing with, you know, the other platforms. We're going to be specifically focused on AX 2009. So all of the EDI documents coming in and out will be specific to the Dynamics platform, specifically GP and AX to begin with.
And again, for the end user, is it going to be the same experience, or it's actually embedded within AX?
We have a hybrid solution. There are certain pieces of the product that would be used by the EDI coordinator that doesn't necessarily need to have AX running on their desktop.
Yeah.
So there's pieces that are native .NET solutions that have a native .NET look and feel. But then there are times when there's people that are dealing with inventory and customer information and pricing. Those pieces of the solution are running inside of AX, developed with X++, developed with MorphX, get the drill back so I can go back and look at my orders, I can look at my address book.
Right.
So it's a hybrid, depending on who the user is.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to add, too, that we started both of the products with understanding first GP, or Great Plains, when it started off. So we have a very rich, deep understanding of that. Our first point when we started to develop the AX product was to go to school and learn about AX. What is its strengths? What are its weaknesses? Not just about how to code, but how does the product operate? Because you can't build optimization into a product without really understanding how it works.
So you mentioned that you both went to a Microsoft boot camp, or
In May of 2007, in Virginia, there was an AX boot camp, so to speak.
Right. So you didn't go to our three-week event at Copenhagen or somewhere nice?
Well, actually, the event that we went to was a three-week event, but the only week that we were able to get into was the first week. And, you know, for what we needed as an ISV developing, we probably got a pretty good grasp. We bought all the materials. We continue to get materials through Partner Source of the Metro program.
Right.
We also did hire on and contract several consulting companies that had core AX expertise to do on-site training with our staff. And we felt that that was, in addition to the classroom format, was a really strong direction to go. Because it got us to places where we needed to be faster.
So Bill, I mean, you've certainly made quite an investment in X2009. Obviously, you bought on new members of staff, and obviously got people trained up on it. So you obviously have confidence, you know, in the platform long term.
Absolutely.
But again, you mentioned earlier that you received actually a marketing award from Microsoft, which we thought was quite interesting. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, we have a real strong history with Microsoft. We've been on now the Partner Advisory Council and several other councils around manufacturing and distribution verticals for 5 to 6 years. What we also have really had as a real strong focus here is competency in sales and marketing. And most recently, we were awarded an award of excellence around our marketing in which we were nurturing a new business, net new business for Microsoft, and the results were phenomenal in campaigns that we worked hand in hand creatively with VARs in developing new ways to get to prospects, mostly around distribution.
Excellent. So suddenly, for the people watching this, when can we expect to see the recent EDI for AX in the marketplace? Is that?
Well, we're pretty much primed and ready to go, and by that I mean we're really finished with our product from a development standpoint, ready to go to market for getting beta sites.
Okay.
We're looking in this third quarter of Microsoft third quarter rather to develop our trials, our conference room pilots, our beta sites, and we are going to be ready for market in terms of production, if you may, for general release. Before we get to convergence, which
Excellent.
Will be in your third quarter. I'm sorry, we're doing that in the second quarter.
Well, certainly what we'll do is obviously as part of this video, we'll actually put details, so if people want to reach out to you, they'll have your contact details. So Scott and Bill, I appreciate you talking to me today.
Thank you very much.